The Volga the Viking Collection, Volume 1. Written by Odin Redbeard and read by Lawrence Boxhall. The cockerel's cry tore through the early morning air. In a messy bedroom, in a small hut, somewhere near the centre of the sleepy town of Blubber, a young boy named Volga threw back his covers and leapt out of bed. His covers gave a loud, grumpy woof as they landed in a heap on the floor. "Sorry, Grunt," said Volga, looking down at the shaggy dog who had been sleeping on his legs. "Forgot you were there." Grunt gave a low growl of annoyance and scratched his ear with his back leg. Volga smoothed out his leather tunic and tightened the string belt of his sealskin shorts. He'd slept in his clothes last night, because today was a big day and he didn't want to waste a moment of it getting dressed. Volga kicked open his bedroom door and hurried along the narrow passageway that led to the kitchen. As he bounded into the room, Volga spotted a huge, dark figure standing in the corner. The figure was so tall and so wide it looked like a small mountain. It blocked the kitchen window, leaving the whole room in almost total darkness. In its hand, it clutched a large, sharp axe. "Morning, Mum," said Volga. "By Odin's beard," boomed Volga's mum, Helga, her voice making the flames of the fire quiver and shake. "What's got you out of bed so early?"
"It's History Day," said Volga excitedly. Behind him, Grunt padded into the room.
The dog gave a snort as he slouched down onto the floor beside the fire before falling asleep again.
"History Day," repeated Helga, splitting a log as tall as Volga with one blow of her axe.
"I've told you about it 100 times, said Volga. "It's a whole day of learning about Vikings.